USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Parts of Oklahoma and Texas are under tornado watches as the area braces for severe weather, which could include tornadoes. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt says his area is doing what they can to be prepared for the storms.
Mark Gower, our emergency management director, has been keeping us abreast of the situation, and it's kind of changing throughout the day, but we're just making sure we're prepared, and we've got eyeballs on this storm, and we're just praying for the best.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to make the minimum age to buy tobacco products 21 in the United States.
Today I'm introducing federal legislation to make 21 the new minimum age for purchasing any tobacco product anywhere in the United States. Cigarettes, e-cigarettes, vapor products, and everything else.
President Trump is holding a campaign rally in Pennsylvania. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Louisiana Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards says he will sign a restrictive abortion bill should it reach his desk. Lawmakers in Louisiana are nearing the passage of the heartbeat bill, which would restrict abortions any time after the heartbeat is detected in the fetus. That normally occurs about 6 weeks into the pregnancy. Mexico's president says he supports a United Nations plan, which some say could reduce America's illegal immigration woes. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador says U.S. support for economic development in Mexico and Central America is the best option for stemming the flow of immigrants into the United States. A U.N. panel laying out a roadmap for regional development on Monday, and the Mexican president says that's an advance towards a U.S. agreement with the region's governments. The U.S. and Mexico are discussing an arrangement under which the U.S. government would guarantee about $10 billion in development investments for Mexico and Central America.
USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Officials in Alabama have identified the officer who was shot and killed after responding to a domestic disturbance situation over the weekend.
We're saddened to say that Officer William Beekner was fatally injured in the line of duty as he responded to that call for service.
Auburn Police Chief Paul Register says Beekner was a 13-year veteran of the department. 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes is being charged with capital murder and attempted murder and domestic violence. Republican Congressman Justin Amash became the first Republican to say he believes that President Trump engaged in what he describes as impeachable conduct. Now, regarding those comments, Republican Congressman Andy Biggs tells Fox News,
"Well, Justin's a friend, but Justin's wrong on this, clearly, and the way he did this is all wrong as well. I mean, the reality is there was no collusion, there was no conspiracy, so that's check one. Number two, the obstruction charge. To have the obstruction, you really need the predicate crime or the underlying crime. Well, there was no underlying crime, so he wasn't obstructing. And I will just tell you, Sandra, when he says that few people have read this in Congress, I'm amazed at that, because everybody I know who's even talking about this publicly and in private to me about this, we have all read the report. We've compared notes. We've tried to interpret what we think are strong points or weak points. We've all read the report. So I was kind of floored by Justin's conclusions. I think I disagree with him wholeheartedly on this.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.